Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being with us. Now, Julie is an HR expert, and she does a lot of different things. Tell us about J-Man Consulting Group, the Rockstar Factory, and Rockstar Verified.
Great. I would love to. As far as J-Man Consulting Group, that really is a company that is the HR manager on call. For organizations that don't have HR, or it could be a company that has human resources on staff and just needs a little bit more manpower. We all know if we have businesses, if you have people questions, and you sometimes need help on that stuff. The Rockstar Factory is a placement organization, professional placement firm, and we specialize in matching companies with Rockstar quality employees because we all know we all want to hire rock stars these days, and the talent market is a bit challenging right now. I always say it's one of the unique markets I've seen. And then Rockstar Verified, Tony, that provides candidates kind of like with employment and skills verification on both sides, the employer side and the employee side. I kind of think about it as the Carfax for people.
Julie, we didn't talk about this. I had a great opportunity to chat with you yesterday, but I wanted to get your take on this in a story that broke yesterday. There's a state representative that wants to take prison records off applications. Do you think that's information that an employer needs?
To take the prison record off the application?
Or to check the box, yes, I am a convicted felon, is the gist of the bill.
Well, you know, I mean, the interesting thing, Tony, is that within HR, we always talk about this term. It's called BFOQ, so it's a bona fide occupational qualification. So I think from an HR perspective, I mean, you need to look at what do you need to know that information for relative to someone being able to perform the job. So, you know, as far as having that information on the application, I mean, one of the things that employers tend to do, Tony, right now wrong, is if they'll put on their employment application, I mean, it's okay to ask about a felony but not about misdemeanors, even in today's world. And, you know, I think that's a whole gray area right now that employers even need some clarification on.
You like to focus on people. You think that HR, human resources, doesn't focus on people enough. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, Tony, in the downturn of the economy, you know, a lot of the companies out there, they think about people and they think about human resources being the people that, you know, fills the paperwork out in when they come in and gets the paperwork filled out when they're walking out the organization and maybe do some benefit stuff in between. But the companies that are out there that are really being the highly successful companies right now are the ones who are focusing on their people. Any business that looks at their financials knows that their labor expense is probably one of their largest expenses that they have for the organization. So focusing on maximizing that asset, just like we would do with any other business expense that we have, definitely maximizes the value for companies. And, you know, that's where highly successful companies are going right now. It's the one that are saying, HR is very important to the platform, and we're being successful because we're focusing on our people.
Julie, yesterday we were talking about the fact that there are jobs, there are high-tech jobs, there are other jobs available, but people aren't trained for those positions. Elaborate on that.
Well, like I said a little bit earlier, I think we're in the most unique labor market that many of us are going to see in our lifetime. I've been doing human resources, Tony, since the mid-'80s, and it's the first time in our history that we've got four generations working together. You know, the unemployment rates are at an all-time high, yet finding that talent still isn't easy because the perception of companies when they go out there is that hiring is easy, right, because the unemployment rate's high. But yet the reality of actually trying to hire those qualified folks isn't so easy because this employment situation, you know, really has people out there. You've got more long-term unemployed than you've ever seen before, and you've got companies looking for more out of people. You know, every job that they're hiring, they need to get more skills out of that person than perhaps before. So it's making it tough. But I will say, Tony, that it is on the uptick. And I think we need to be very positive about where the job market is going. The other day I was working with a client, and for the first time since, I can't remember when, we heard the word counteroffer. And, you know, I think that says a lot to what's going on right now out there in the talent market. I haven't heard the word counteroffer in probably at least 5 years, if not more.
Julie, you were telling me that you're going to be working with veterans. Tell us about that.
Yes. If you look at the unemployment rate for our veteran organization right now, it's the highest in the 20s, whereas everything else is around the 9 to 10% when you look at the civilian population. But yet our vets come back, and they've got so much of the soft skills that sometimes it's hard to find in other candidates. They've got leadership. They've got team building. They know all of these things. So we're going to start working with these groups and try to help them bridge that gap of how to get back into the employment market, because it's a much different world, you know, when you're out on the field one day and then you come back and now you're trying to get a job. There's a lot of work that we can do to help those veterans get ready to get back into that job market, and I think it's the right thing to do.
Julie, if people want more information about J-Man Consulting Group or the Rockstar Factory or Rockstar Verified, where do they go?
They can go to our websites. Rockstar Factory is www.therockstarfactory.com. J-Man Consulting Group, www.jmann.com. Rockstar Verified, same thing, keep it simple, www.rockstarverified.com.
All right, Julie and I think, are going to be working on an exercise where she looks over my resume and she interviews me, and then we're going to give the feedback back to the audience. So I'm going to take some hits, I know, but I think it'll be interesting not only to go through this process, but help folks make them better in the interviewing process.
Absolutely. And I have to say, before I head out, because I was listening to your show earlier, you are speaking to a Sexton grad, so just so you know.
All right. Go Big Reds.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thanks so much, Julie.
All right. Thanks, Tony. We'll see you.